This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 2, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Any chance of getting the U.S. Senate to move on FAA reauthorization this week appear to be dead. On Wednesday, senators got sidetracked on an amendment to S-1300, which would have made it tougher for airlines to underfund their employee pensions. Reuters reports that senators with close ties to American and Continental jumped in to block that effort. By Wednesday night, that proposal was dropped, but attention turned to a slew of unrelated riders attached to the bill, including a boost to highway spending. The Senate adjourned until today. The compromise bill has been guaranteed a presidential veto if it does not impose user fees on general aviation. As for when the FAA gets permanent reauthorization, I'm hanging onto my square in the office pool. March 2009, a little over halfway through the next administration's first 100 days. NASA's Inspector General charged this week that the board established to review development and construction of the agency's upcoming Orion manned spacecraft includes six employees of companies doing work on the capsule in violation of both federal law and common sense ethics. The Associated Press reports that of the 19 members of the Orion Review Board, three are employed by Science Applications International Corp., which is tasked with building Orion test facilities. Two others, board chairman and former Skylab astronaut Ed Gibson and former NASA flight director Neil Hutchinson, are vice presidents and stockholders. Jack Garman, a former NASA employee and key figure with the Apollo program, works for Lockheed Martin, the prime builder of the Orion spacecraft. NASA protests that the engineers qualified to make informed decisions regarding a highly specialized spacecraft will, by definition, usually work for either the space agency or one of its contractors. New York University professor Paul Light, who's an expert on governmental ethics, called the situation a flagrant abuse. Quote, "Not only is NASA ready to challenge the laws of physics, it appears more than willing to challenge the laws of Congress," unquote. One U.S. Air Force general says the CV-22 Osprey tilt rotor has performed so well in operational testing, he wants to move up the date for the craft's first actual mission for the service. Reuters quoted comments made recently before an audience by Lieutenant General Donald Worster, who heads Air Force Special Operations Command. The official initial operating capability date for Air Force Ospreys is February of next year, but Worster told industry and military officials that based on trials ending a few days ago, he wouldn't hesitate to send the Air Force's four mission-ready CV-22s on a mission if their unique capabilities were required. A Pentagon spokesman confirms that U.S. Central Command conducted a strike against a known al-Qaeda target in Somalia Wednesday, but officials would not confirm news reports that the strike killed Aden Hashi Airo, the head of al-Qaeda in Somalia. There was also no word on the nature of the strike. The strike was near Dusa Mareb, that's north of the Somali capital of Mogadishu. Various news reports say as many as four AC-130 gunships took part. News reports said the strike killed between 8 and 12 people. U.S. officials have no information that substantiates that any civilians were killed or injured. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Nevada's governor wants to bill Steve Fawcett's widow for costs of the search. Hawaiian Air settles its case with Mesa. And the Missouri Senate votes yes on incentives for Bombardier. Also, check out the ANN special feature. The recent legal woes of T-Lert aircraft engines notwithstanding, the company has made a major impact on aviation. Today we'll hear how the engines came about from company founder Frank T-Lert and why they're now available in the Cessna 172 from Cessna's Jack Pelton and Roger White. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.